Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Wake up, 98 FM's
all day big breakfast. Give it to
me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Well, Brendan, you've a story on the way about a silly sausage.
I do. First up this morning, an update on Peppa Pig's parents' gender reveal.
Stop. I cannot cope. I'm pretty sure that Peppa Pig, or Mummy Pig, I should say, is on the cover of Grazia magazine.
Really?
Oh, no.
What is the marketing budget for this TV show?
What?
So on this show, in Brendan's bit on Friday, we were chatting about how Mummy and Daddy Pig were doing a stunt at the weekend to announce that if Peppa is getting a brother or a sister, right? So a few months ago, Mummy Pig went on Good Morning Britain to announce that she was pregnant, and there was a whole to-do because Peppa walked in, blah, 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 blah.
Mummy.
Well, here is the moment that Friday's gender reveal was made online.
3, 2, 1. The balloon is empty.
Excuse me. Sorry. Doctor Estafa might have forgot to put the results in the balloon.
Oh.
Well, little piggies, looks like you're getting...
a little sister.
Everyone's thrilled.
Having a girl.
She's having a girl. Oh. So the huge chimneys at Battersea Power Station in London were lit up.
No, this is
right
outrageous.
In blue and pink for a couple of days towards the end of last week. So one was pink, one was blue. And then once that announcement was made online at the weekend, both chimneys turned to pink at Battersea Power Station.
Sorry.
It's another level, isn't it?
It really is another level.
Go with it.
I'm trying to think, what would be the Dublin equivalent to Spire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the Poolbeg Towers.
Oh, yes. Sorry,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Anyway, congratulations to Mummy Pig, who's expecting a girl.
Oh, congrats.
Up next, a tiny sausage dog in Australia has been captured after going on the run for 529 days.
No way.
This sausage dog's name is Valerie. And Valerie has been roaming around Kangaroo Island since November 2023.
Fair play to Valerie for surviving this long.
Like, go girl, right? She was on a camping trip with her owners, Georgia and Josh, when she decided to dash out of her pen and go on an adventure of her own.
Dash hunt.
Yeah, dash hunt. So she's black and tan, right? And she's apparently teeny tiny.
They're
she's
so
really
cute.
Small.
They're such adorable dogs.
Yeah, so she's black and tan, and she's got a ginger cat friend at home who likes to groom her. I watched videos of the cat licking her. So basically, when she went missing on their camping trip, her owners, they spent days looking for her.
Yeah, you'd be so upset.
In the end, they had to make the tough decision to give up. So they left the island, they went back to mainland Australia, right? The story's fascinated people across Australia ever since. So people assumed that poor Valerie hadn't made it because the island is home to kangaroos, possums, koala bears, penguins, and everything else, right? That was until a full year after Valerie went missing, she started to pop up on nighttime cameras. So they'd CCTV in different places.
No way.
And Valerie would just be like, pop up in black and white with her little pink collar still on her, right?
Oh, Valerie.
So then a rescue mission kicked in. Volunteers, they set up like a trap site, set up with a dog crate, blankets and toys to try and get her in. But even that didn't work until they put in strips of a shirt worn by her owner.
She'd recognise the scent.
To get the scent, right? So anyway, Valerie went in for a sniff and a snuggle. And then a remote control was used to shut the door and keep Valerie safe inside with food and water until somebody could come and get her.
That's so cute.
It's so adorable. Here's the mayor of Kangaroo Island.
Valerie's days of running around Kangaroo Island loose is gone, and Valerie will be returning to Australia very shortly.
Valerie's now a celebrity.
It's so fun. So as she waits for her owners to come and collect her, Valerie's been given her favourite treat of roast chicken. And her owners say they're incredibly grateful to the volunteers who helped find their dog. Aww. And they can't wait to collect her.
I love when there's a happy ending.
It's not so
sorry.
And like, go Valerie, survive and living there for years.
Surviving and now thriving.
And thriving. Finally this morning, we've all messed up at work. Sometimes it's worse than others. Here's me forward selling what I thought was a new song a few years ago. Just fizzle out.
What, like, God?
It's flying.
It's flying. We have a lot of listeners.
Good.
Yeah,
great.
It's great.
So good. Garaud, stay there. We're going to continue our conversation after Yakult next on 98FM. That was during an interview with Garaud Farley, and I forward sold
a yogurt drink.
A yogurt, yeah.
A probiotic. Is that what it is?
I thought was an ad. Yeah, I think so. The LKZI Immunitas. Well, if you are just logging in this morning and you're feeling like a bit bad about something you might have done over the last while, this story should make you feel, well, that should make you feel better. And this story will as well.
Go on.
Someone working at a town hall in the Netherlands has accidentally put an Andy Warhol print in the bin.
No, Brendan.
Imagine you'd be sweating.
No, stop.
The 1980s silk screen print of Queen Beatrix disappeared during renovations last year. They've since launched an investigation.
Oh, yeah, because they'd be thinking someone may have stolen
it. And
Bob.
They said that the artwork, it was kept in a basement along with more than 40 other different pieces of art, right?
Yeah.
And they now fear that a lack of guidelines for storing said art could mean they ended up being thrown away. A spokesperson for the town hall says it's most likely the artworks were accidentally taken away with the trash. And will they be able to recover them, they were asked? Unlikely is the response.
No.
Yeah. So,
I can't believe that.
I know. Put in the bin.
Yeah.
Not great. No. That is Brendan's bit.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
What makes a leader? It's a tough question, but this we know for sure. True leaders lead by example. They take risks and plunge into life with determination. And for real leaders, there's a symbol of high adrenaline and high achievement, the Range Rover Sport. The Range Rover Sport redefines sporting luxury with a dramatic modern design that meets a distinctive sporting character. And a well-appointed cabin brings a sense of occasion to every drive. The active noise cancellation feature filters out unwanted sound, making the cabin a cocoon-like sanctuary. Optional PM 2.5 filtration reduces odors, bacteria, and allergens, while CO2 management enhances the wellness of everyone on board.
Plus, you can curate the mood of every journey with configurable cabin lighting and bring a hint of refinement to every drive with optional 22-way adjustable, heated and ventilated electric memory front seats with massage function. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/us/sport. That's rangerover.com/us/sport.
Got a 7 a.m. meeting on a Monday?
Boo!
Expensing breakfast because it's in policy?
Yay!
Wasting all afternoon submitting an expense report for that breakfast?
Boo!
If your company used Ramp, you could submit expenses with just a text.
Yay!
Free your team from expense reports today. Switch your business to ramp.com.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A new prize.
Join in all the others.
And feathers.
98FM.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new week, a brand new game of Matchy Matchy, your chance to win stunning prizes. Every week we add another prize to the list, and here's AI, Rebecca and Brendan having their moment.
Get those summer sausages sizzling with a gas-powered barbecue.
Next, take to the skies over Dublin with a flying lesson.
Ooh. Then treat yourself to a hydrofacial therapy.
It's so rejuvenating, you'll be glowing like a superstar.
For the little ones, we've a child's rocking horse. That's so cute, you'll want to ride it yourself.
And a tidy house is a happy house, so suck it up with a cordless vacuum cleaner.
Oh, a cordless vacuum!
Nice.
Amazing.
That is a lovely haul of prizes. They all could be yours. Simply if you match three words with either Rebecca or myself. Good morning to Megan and Clayne. Megan, you're on 98FM. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
Very good, thanks, Megan. The kids back to school today. How do you feel?
Fantastic.
Do the kids also feel fantastic?
No, not so fantastic, no.
Up a lot earlier this morning.
Did they
have to get up earlier this morning?
No, they didn't. I had to drag them out of bed this morning.
Fair enough. We were all the same back in the day. Megan, who do you have playing with you this morning? What are your kids' names?
I have Ruben and Louie.
Oh, okay. Fab.
And who in your house, Megan, is the best at Matchy Matchy?
Ruben loves it. He wants to play it every morning, and he's telling me here he has pains in his stomach. He's so nervous.
Oh, no!
Stop!
Ruben, no need for the nerves. But just one important question now, Megan. Who do you want to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I let Ruben say that.
Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca, Ruben, off you go. Out to the soundproof booth. Oh, yeah. And Ruben, no need for the nerves at all. You've got this. Okay. Okay, Megan, Ruben and Louie, are we ready to play Matchy Matchy?
We're ready.
Okay. Your first word is lock. L-O-C-K, lock.
Key.
Your second word is river.
Liffy.
And your third word is Tom. T-O-M, Tom.
Hat.
Say that to me again.
Hat.
Hat. Cat. Hat. C-A-T.
C-A-T.
Cat. Okay. I said lock. You said key. I said river. You said Liffy. I said Tom. You said cat. Are we locking those in?
I think so, yeah.
We're locking them in. Here we go. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. Here she comes.
Very clean in there.
Is it?
I think someone may have hoovered.
Oh. Just testing out the...
with a cordless vacuum.
The cordless vacuum.
Okay.
Okay. Down to business. Your first word to Matchy Matchy with Megan, Ruben and Louie is lock. L-O-C-K. Lock.
Lock. Lock Smith. Not really two words, is it?
Your second word.
Oh dear.
Is river.
River dance.
And your third word is Tom.
Tom.
T-O-M, Tom.
Tom Cruise.
Have you managed to matchy-matchy with Megan, Ruben and Louis this morning?
Oh, guys.
Not this morning.
Did Locke Smith...
I was like, Smith or Smythe?
Guys, I'm so sorry. Did we get any?
Not to be this morning, no. After Locke, the guy said Key.
Yeah, okay, fair.
River Liffey. And Tomcat.
Oh, Tomcat.
I think everyone's answers were very good this morning, but just too many options. Megan, Ruben and Louis, thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy. We're going to send you a 98 FM goodie bag.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Have a great day.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.